And now, welcome to Chai with Manju, with your host, Dr. Manju Shen.
Our guest today is a very well-known physician, Dr. Nahid Bedelia. She is the Director of Infection Control at National Emerging Infectious Disease Lab at BU School of Medicine. She served as frontline physician providing care to Ebola patients in Sierra Leone with World Health Organization in 2014. She was also selected India New England Woman of the Year in 2015. So let us meet her today. Nahid, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, thank you so much. So tell us about your experience with treating patients with Ebola virus and traveling to Sierra Leone. You said it was a mental as well as a physical journey. So share your experience with our audience.
Sure. So the way that I became involved in the Ebola response was last summer, there was a huge dearth of healthcare workers to actually go down and volunteer in West Africa. And they were looking for physicians who had background in biosafety and biosecurity. And in my day job, I focus on clinical care of patients with highly infectious emerging diseases pathogens. Okay. I think the first trip that I made to Sierra Leone just opened my eyes to sort of the injustice of what was happening in the epidemic. It wasn't so much that people were dying because of the disease itself, but they were dying because there weren't enough resources. There weren't enough people to help, and there weren't enough just physical resources. I think that that's what drove me to, when I returned to work on advocacy, to try to draw attention to this epidemic, and the fact that we needed more help. So it was a mental, I think, experience, because it's a very tough thing to see. I think it's a tough thing to see so many people pass away in such a short period of time. This disease, it can be cruel.
Sure.
But I think the tougher thing was that we felt helpless.
And physically very challenging too, in the heat, right?
Yes. So the way that we take care of the patients with Ebola is we do it within the confines of an Ebola treatment unit in isolation. And so healthcare workers have to put on personal protective equipment, which can be very physically taxing. The minute you put it on, you start, you know, becoming dehydrated, and that experience is even more pronounced because it's so hot in West Africa. And so you were put in this position where you have to balance your own safety with the survival of your patients, and as I'm sure many healthcare workers out there can tell you, that's not something we think about, you know, when in our everyday jobs.
Sure. Now, how did the experience change you as a person?
I think it gave me a purpose. Mm-hmm. I think it helped put my life into perspective, and allowed me to give back.
Okay. Now, tell us also about this Ebola Workers Fund that you have.
Some of my colleagues, nurses at the Kenema Ebola Treatment Unit, the first place where I worked, they contacted me last spring to say that they still had not been getting paid. You know, they lost so many of their friends, colleagues to this disease. And they get paid very little to begin with. And it's a very common thing in West Africa. I think the payment gets delayed. And so to help them, I started this fund, the Ebola Workers Fund, with them. And we have raised $32,000 so far and helped 50 families. But we still have, you know, a lot of families and surviving family of Ebola healthcare workers who died that we would really like to help. So it's on GoFundMe, the Ebola Healthcare Workers Fund.
You can think of even doing a fundraiser down the line.
That would be great.
Now, tell us something about your family. Your dad, Rafiq Bedelia, is a neuroradiologist at Beth Israel, right? And there are three of you. You're the oldest.
That's correct.
Right? And I read that your sister is a researcher. And so tell us more about your family and how did your parents inspire you?
Sure. As you said, my dad's a physician. Yeah. So I didn't get a lot of pressure, but there was definitely an understanding that I'll go into the family business. Yeah.
And you were the only one who went, right?
I did. Although, my sister and my brother are also interested in healthcare. My sister does public health research. She's doing her PhD at Hopkins, and she works at Harvard looking at how we can improve public health systems to provide care for non-communicable diseases, non-infectious diseases. Yeah.
Okay.
And my brother works for the Treasury in D.C. And is previously been interested in health legislation.
Okay.
And my mom, also in science, she's a biotechnologist.
Okay. Right.
So
how did your parents raise you as such? Were you raised to be very independent, or was it like a typical Indian girl? How was it?
I don't think there was anything typical about my childhood.
Okay.
I think that they instilled in me all the, the ethics of our culture, the importance of community, the importance of respecting our elders.
Mm-hmm.
But they also were very encouraging of my pursuing my intellectual, dreams. Go as far as you can. Go as far as you want. And I think that encouragement played such a big part in my life and my siblings' life.
Sure.
But the thing that I think they really, I'm so thankful to them for is always pointing out to the fact that we're part of a larger global community and that we need to give back.
And you were born in India, but you also lived in Sweden, Saudi Arabia,
yes.
And then you were 12 or 13 when you came to the United States, right?
That's correct. I was
13. How did that happen?
Yeah, my parents were part of that brain drain generation from from India, as many physicians and engineers left, moving westward. So as you said, we were in the Middle East, and then we were in Sweden. Quite a big difference.
Right.
And we arrived here when I was 13, and I was the only Indian child who could speak Swedish, which is surprising for everybody.
Where did you go to school?
Brookline High School.
Okay.
So it was, and I think that experience added to seeing how different people live and how they can be different, but how similar everyone is.
And you're single, right?
I am.
So, did you get any pressure from your family about getting married, like an Indian American girl?
Well, my parents want me to find someone, of course, and be happy.
Yeah.
But I think that they've always seen the joy and the satisfaction that I get from other pursuits. I think for them, it's important for me to find the right person.
Sure. Now, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
So we are. I am the medical director of a special unit at Boston Medical Center, one of maybe just six of its type in the country that helps particularly take care of patients with highly infectious diseases. So my plan over the next 5 years is to develop the program around that more, to really bring that unit to life. Hopefully you would never have to use it, but, I think.
And who inspires you the most in the world?
My parents. I think they're very similar to so many other Indian parents who left their homeland, and they streaked across the world. I don't think the children of my generation understand the courage that takes to pick up and leave and move to a different place and to place your family there. For many, many reasons, they are my biggest inspiration.
Now, what do you think is your biggest strength?
One thing that I like about my dad a lot is his ability to transcend his background to understand other people. His willingness to put aside his own background, his own biases, to really try to understand the person he's sitting across from. And I like to think that maybe I have some of that as well.
Okay. And what do you think is your biggest weakness?
I said I've become more patient. I used to be a lot less patient in the past. How's that? I also tend to commit to too many different things.
Okay. Overcommit.
Overcommit.
Which means you find it hard to say no.
I do.
Okay. So we're going to do a quick section, which is called the rapid response. And so whatever thought comes in your head, you tell us. Okay. What's your favorite hobby?
photography, but I actually also run.
Okay.
I just finished my first half marathon actually 2 weeks
goodness.
Ago. Yeah, it was a long journey, but I'm very excited and happy.
So you tend to prepare for things, right?
I do. As I'm sure you do in your professional career.
Yes. Yeah. Are you a planner?
I am, but I think the best things in life do happen when you're least expecting them.
True. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, what's your favorite movie? One Hindi and one English.
I'll start with the Hindi first.
Okay.
I think this is probably true for many women of my generation,
yes,
right?
I can guess.
Still love the Melania Le Jayenge. It's great music. Yeah. And for an American movie, A Philadelphia Story. It's black and white movie with Jimmy Stewart. And just talks about class differences.
And who's your favorite actor?
Indian or
both?
Both. Okay. Well, Shah Rukh Khan, clearly.
Of course.
And American, Harrison Ford. He's a big fan of Indiana Jones movies.
Love those two.
Yeah.
And actress,
Kajol, of course.
Okay.
And on the American side, it's a toss-up between Meryl Streep and so many, but I would say her.
And do you love to travel?
I do. I think it's a luxury of the modern world, and we should take advantage of that. It makes the world smaller, and I find that travel allows you to distill yourself to your most purest self, right? Mm-hmm. It challenges you to put away your biases.
So which is your most favorite travel destination?
Recently, it's Iceland, actually. My parents were there.
Too, last year.
Don't you love it?
Loved it.
Beautiful scenery, mm-hmm. beautiful natural treasures there.
Yes.
And the people are just amazing.
Yes, that I agree. Now, and what's your favorite quote?
My favorite quote would have to be Margaret Mead. Mm-hmm. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful citizens can change the world. Indeed, that's the only thing that ever has.
Oh,
paraphrasing.
And my last question for you is, what's your last word on Chai with Manju?
Well, I want to thank you for having me. You know, it's been such an honor to be part of the Indian New England event with, you know, the Woman of the Year, and to be part of the company of these incredible women that I admire, which feel completely undeserving.
But very deserving. And I also know that you are the distinguished guest at the Indian Medical Association event.
I'm looking forward to that.
November, so I will see you there too.
I'll see you there.
Thank you so
much. Thanks so much, Manju.